Okay, gentlemen, referring back to our public hearings this evening, our first public hearing was conditional use number 1846, Joseph M. and Melissa R. Crispin.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1846, application by Joseph and Melissa R. Crispin, based upon record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this property previously received conditional use approval for a fencing company under ordinance number 1794. This application is seeking approval for a contracting office, which is not materially different from the prior approval. Two, the applicant has stated that he will abide by the conditions imposed on the prior conditional use by ordinance number 1794. Three, the use as a contracting office will generate less traffic than the prior fencing company. And four, this approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the conditional use shall incorporate the same conditions as noted in ordinance number 1794. B, the final site plan. The final site plan approved as part of ordinance 1794 shall remain in effect and be valid for this conditional use.
Okay. Makes sense.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1846, Joseph M. and Melissa R. Crispin, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.